there's anything going on with your skin, your nails, your hair, then you got to look internally as well.
Welcome to Beauty Babble. Today, we're talking about probiotics in skincare products and how it's growing in popularity. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Good, Doreen. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you. So as you're always reading and learning, you brought this topic to us. And I'm like, probiotics, like the stuff in yogurt?
Exactly. Yeah. It's not really new. It's not new. I remember many years ago that they used to have the probiotics. And some might understand this. If you went to buy probiotics, it needs to be in the fridge. Hmm. When you're internally taking it. And why do you take it? Well, think about gut health. When people are talking about gut health today, it's the good bacteria to help balance out our gut health, right? So which helps help our immune system fight off the bad bacteria. But what they have discovered, which isn't new, like I said, it's on a trend now. That's mm-hmm. the difference, is that more and more skincare lines are understanding. So there's scientists and research behind it. The importance to the skin health itself. So in the products, they've learned or found a way to stabilize it in products now where you don't have to have it live bacteria in an ampoule in your fridge type of thing.
Okay.
So I remember years ago that came out. It was, of course, Europe. I mean, you know, you got to love your European lines, that's for sure, because you're usually ahead of this than, sorry, North America, but that's the reality that we live in. Even fashion, right? You know, let's just think about that. But, you know, if you can relate it to your gut, then you relate it to your skin. As estheticians, I believe we would have all remembered learning this in school, that we have our, you know, pathogenic and non-pathogenic bacteria, and our pathogenic are bad, and our non-pathogenic are non-bad, is how I always say it. But they're mm-hmm. good bacteria. They're, you know, about 77% make up our body, and that's what fight us all the bad stuff. So they're learning or discovering more and more of how to have this in skincare. You know, I know one of the brands that we carry has had this in their skincare for years. Like, it's not new for them, but, you know, it's all on how it's advertised.
Marketing, you know, I was going to say
marketing that. Marketing is huge. Like, people are like, you know, oh my God, have you heard of this line? It's got this probiotics and it helps with your microbiome. Big, big words, you know, it's like, yeah, that's not new. Like, you know, the product you're using. Yeah. Well, did you read the ingredients? Like, this is why you need to do product knowledge classes to remind you of what's in it, you know? So, but overall it's good for your body. And actually one of the latest things I learned, because of course, as a holistic nutritionist, that's the other reason why I love this stuff. One doctor I was listening to actually talks about how our microbiome in our body and on our body actually mm-hmm. talk to each other. That's scientific now. So I was like, what? I didn't know that. How does that work? And I don't know either, but whatever, they were just getting into the science of it. And at that point it was like a little too much science for my brain, but I understood how our body just works and connects together. So, you know, the other side of that, if you think of it on a skin level for feet pedicures, you know, if you think of your, you know, rashes and or eczema, psoriasis, you know, all these things are imbalances within our body and on our skin. Acne, rosacea. I mean, yes, there's genetic predisposition to that, right? Like people, it could be that, but also environmentally, what we do, our stresses in our lives, all these things are huge factors of it. But probiotics itself is like just gaining more and more popularity. And I think it's going to just keep growing a lot more. And then the other side of that is because we know holistic wellness is like a big mm-hmm. thing in our industry, and it's going to keep growing. It coincides. And that's the demand of our society, is that they want to know more. So they're like, well, environmentally, is it friendly? Is it, you know, vegan? Is it, you know, animal friendly? You know, all those things. And it kind of relates back to, I think, that natural side of things, and it's something good for you and your body. But, you know, Yeah, so it so, will improve skin.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I'm like, what does it do to you?
Yeah, so not only internally. So if you think about, if you, and this is why taking, you know, the human body in your courses, if you're trying to help with skin, you need to understand the body. So if your body, gut health is off, I'm not saying you have to change people's world, just hear me out for a sec. If your gut health is not at its optimum level, the nutrients aren't being absorbed. And the last place that we get nutrients is our hair, skin, and nails, right? Because our bodies need it. So if there's anything going on with your skin, your nails, your hair, then you got to look internally as well, right? So overall, if you look at it that way, that's huge because your skin is an organ and it protects you. So it's going to have its reactions and ways, and it could be that. So now if you take it to skin care, it's going to help with that. The probiotics will help with the bacterium levels to balance it out. And so if you are looking, and the other side, anti-aging, if your cells at a cellular level are not balanced out and healthy, again, because how do our cells grow? It's from our nutrients, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why we use skincare too, is from the external side to internal, right? But it's also going to help against the environmental aggressors that go on around us, right? So it's also going to protect us that way. So overall health for the skin, if you look at it generally that way, will help. And that's where you get the radiance and everything else. The other side is really big is for acne breakouts, because we know it's a bacteria. And why do some people still kind of break out? Like, is there something that will fight bacteria on a more natural way instead of these aggressive peels that people are doing and all these machines? And, you know, one of the trends I just read about actually was the non-surgical, the non-medical approach to a more holistic way of helping our skin and our body. So I thought that was interesting. Again, everything's that push when you hear me talk about holistic, because that's what society is starting to look at. They're starting to see that they need to do things more for themselves. So this probiotic falls into that category as well, right? What else does it do? Let me think.
Absolutely. I was reading too. So yeah, I didn't have a lot of pre-research on this, full disclosure, but I was like, what is it doing for the skin? So it seems like it was talking about how it improves hydration, but it's also good for oily skin. So is it like really kind of just bringing your skin back to balance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your microbiome is your bacterium levels. And if it's off balanced, it's going to throw everything else off. That's one of the things that they've been talking about a little bit on research is rosacea on a rise. Mm-hmm. Again, there's a little bit of that imbalance going on. Yes, environmental has, you know, and hereditary, and we know all those things, right? It's like, if you know that, I don't know, high cholesterol runs in your family, are you not going to do something? You've been told this. So would you start looking, taking care of it? So, you know, rosacea runs in your family. What you have that, what's the word?
Predisposition.
Yes. So when you have this in your genetics, that's your ticket. Like you already know. So here's something you should look at doing, right? What can some things, how can it help? But I'm not saying you run off to the store and get probiotics and start putting them on your face or start taking them. It's not, you know, let's keep in mind science and research is developing this. Don't be your own scientist.
Somebody. So how is it showing up in skincare then?
Through the products.
But is it like, can it be in a serum, cream, or in?
It's everything. Yeah. It could be masks, it's treatments, okay. It's in their D creams, their serums, or yeah. It's just awesome. Part of it. Mm-hmm. And they're finding that balance, that harmony that helps with it. So that's what I'm saying. It's come such a long ways from way before I remember, you know, probiotics I've heard about. Because if you take antibiotics, that's cleaning out all the bacteria. And that's why our legislation has it set. So we're not like in some other countries where they're really strong.
Okay. Yeah.
It's because it takes everything out and you're more susceptible of getting sicker because it's taking the good bacteria out.
Right.
So the same kind of concept of, you know, how having that balance where it's not too aggressive, too much at one time. That's why I say I think it's come a long ways. But in the end, like I said, the formulations are getting better, and the scientists are doing amazing jobs of figuring this out, but that it can get into our products to help defend against, you know, those aggressors and environmental and, you know, or the stressors that happen in our skin. So it, again, it helps. And that could even be in the foot, in the feet, right? Like people that do pedicures, or you're doing nails and you're having issues with, you know, bacterial infections, things like that, or fungus or anything like that. What's going on with the body and the skin? So mm-hmm. I think that's
it's all connected.
It is. It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have questions about this, you guys, you let us know. And if you're hopefully you're paying attention to your own lines that you're carrying to see what's in it, and should this be something you should be bringing into your treatment room?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, check your line, ask your brand rep, because like you were saying, some lines have the stuff, but they are not marketing it for that. But yeah. I'm interested to see if anyone has been using a product with it and some feedback on what it's like and what they've liked about it.
Yeah,
I'm always looking to improve my skin, so
right,
that was personal. Okay, I think this one's a short and sweet episode, because you know what, we're always kind of looking out for the ingredients and seeing what's out there and just bringing them to the forefront and bringing attention to it. But if you have any specific ingredients you'd like us to chat about or look into, let us know. Our form is always in the description. You can even just DM on social media as well. Awesome. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Beauty Babble.